Golf Short Game Mastery, 13 tips and tricks for mastering the wedge shot. Golf swing, chip shots, golf putt, lifetime sports, pitch shots, golf basics. Written by Stephen Franco, narrated by David Angel. Introduction. The majority of golf is played inside the 100-yard range, which is why it's so important to have mastered the wedge shot. It's often the single strategy that professionals use to lower their competitive score average. Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods are both examples of professionals who have a very sharp wedge game. When it comes to being successful in this competitive sport, the key truly is the wedge shot. Though you might argue that the reason they're playing so well is because they're holing more putts, the reason is actually much simpler. Their shots are closer to the hole. The probability of holing the putt is much higher simply because their shots are more accurate and the wedge proximity is much smaller. Closer approach wedge proximity equals more putts made equal lower scores. If you're not getting the ball close enough inside the 100-yard line, your wedge isn't going to be effective. In 2012, PGA golfers made between 30 and 40% of their putts within a 10 to 15-foot range. The important part here is that you've got to hit the approach wedge closer to increase your chance of actually making the putt. So, how can you get your wedge shot up to par? Well, there's several things that make a good wedge shot. The three most important aspects are the setup, backswing, and release, the same as many other shots. A successful, crisp wedge is a clean contact with a lower launch angle and a higher spin rate. You'll have better control over the ball, and you'll be more likely to hit a successful shot. There are four different types of wedge clubs: the sand, gap, lob, and pitching wedge. Technically, the pitching wedge isn't a wedge, it's more of an iron. Wedges have shorter shafts and higher lofts, which is why they are usually given a name based on their loft, such as the 60-degree wedge. When used properly, a wedge gives an arcing shot. A good wedge club has to be clean. It needs crisp grooves, the space between needs to be properly visible, and sharp. Over time, your wedge takes a lot of damage. Each shot starts to wear those grooves down, and this can affect how clean the contact with the ball is. If you've had your wedge for a while and your shots aren't working anymore, check your club. It might need to be renewed. You'll also need to play with a good ball. It goes without saying that you want to use a quality ball. Many of the older balls are hard and will go like a rocket but aren't suitable for softer shots. Newer technology means balls have a softer cover but will still go just as far as the original top flight. The better ball means your club will have better contact. If you're working with the right equipment, mastering the wedge shot is simple. If you can get your short game down, you'll have the option to beat out players who can drive longer and make difficult shots that even the professionals sometimes find challenging. Chapter 1. How to Set Up a Wedge Shot. When you're playing on the green, you'll often need the wedge shot, which is why it's so important that you learn how to get it right. When you're setting up for the wedge shot on the practice range, you'll need an extra club while you're setting up as well as your wedge. When it comes to your ball position and grip, we'll get to that later. Right now, we're just going to concentrate on setting up. It doesn't matter which club you use as the extra. So before learning anything now, you'll need to know exactly what's going on with your wedge. Lob or sand? There's also a good possibility you're not using the right wedge. Knowing you've pulled the right club might seem instinctive, but there are often times when you'll see a significant improvement in performance just by changing wedges. It's a common misconception that you'll likely only ever need a sand wedge. If you don't have a lob wedge, don't worry, but it's a good idea to look at getting one as it can make a difference in just how close your ball can get to the hole. You can cheat by opening the face of your sand wedge to play it like it's a lob wedge with a little forgiveness and bounce, but it's not ideal. Just as you can use a 7-iron instead of an open-faced 5 from 140 yards, it doesn't mean you should. It's easier to hit the ball more accurately with a club that is square-faced. Successful wedge shot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?